From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The League of Women Voters of the Mid-Hudson region held a candidates forum October 16th with a live web stream for some of the event, but not when the candidates for Dutchess County Executive talked. The forum began at 7 p.m. at the FDR Presidential Library and also included candidates for Dutchess County Clerk and District Attorney. Reportedly, members of the audience put up live web streams of the early part of the event, but at 8 p.m., just before the incumbent Republican Mark Molinaro and Democrat challenger Joe Ruggiero took the stage, organizers huddled with the candidates and decided to tell the audience members to turn off all live web streams. A League of Women Voters official told WGXC they wanted, and I quote, to avoid issues when people splice and edit content out of context, end quote, though they did not say why they did not have that problem with the earlier part of the forum. Ruggiero, though, either misunderstood or tells a different story. He wrote in a message to WGXC, and I quote, League of Women Voters stated they've live-streamed in their previous events. However, in this case, live-streaming would show one candidate as more favorable than another, end quote. The Panda TV 23 station was recording the event, but for an unknown reason, were not live web-streaming. League of Women Voters officials say Panda TV 23 will post a recording of the event in a few days. Village of Athens officials announced October 15th the village last week received a $9,900 grant from Hudson River Valley Greenway to support the updating of its 2007 comprehensive plan. According to a press release from Mayor Stephen Bradadich, the village will work with the town of Athens on the project. Bradadich said, and I quote, the comprehensive plan is a vision for the future with long-range goals and objectives for all activities that affect local government. The 2007 plan is a great foundation, but is due for an update because of significant changes in our economic, social, and environmental conditions over the past 12 years, end quote. The award was presented during the October 9th meeting of the Greenway Communities Council at the FDR Library and Museum in Hyde Park, New York. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado said October 16th, as the opioid epidemic continues to devastate the country, more should be done in the area of prevention. The Rhinebeck Democrat said nationwide lawsuits against prescription manufacturers who push their opioid medications are a good beginning. At the same time, he said those who legitimately need painkillers should not be prevented from using them. He said, and I quote, we talk a lot about treatment. We talk a lot about decriminalizing addiction, but not enough emphasis is put on prevention and how we can get out in front of the problem, whether that is through more educational tools, whether that is through funding prevention centers. We should not just be reactive, but more proactive in our approach, end quote. Delgado said he would like to see more emphasis placed on drug courts and decriminalization. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Schoharie County District Attorney Susan J. Mallory says the questionable business practices of the Mavis Auto Shop in Saratoga Springs played no role in the limousine crash in Schoharie last year that killed 20 people. The prosecutor contends the limo operator's defense team overstated the recent whistleblower's revelations. In a letter October 16th to Schoharie County Court Judge George R. Bartlett III, Mallory said attorneys for the limousine company's operator wrongly cast blame on the Mavis Discount Tire outlet, where workers had allegedly falsified invoices about the brakework performed on the 2001 Ford Excursion. Hussein is charged with 20 counts of manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The district attorney said that an accident reconstruction expert attributed the failure to improper vehicle maintenance and concluded that the master brake cylinder was in working order at the time of the crash. The Mavis Tire Store in Saratoga Springs has been the target of at least 4 civil lawsuits brought by the families of the victims in the October 6, 2018 crash. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.